And welcome to all of our listeners who are joining us for the ICIS Americas podcast. I'm your host, Anna Mathern, and on this episode, I'm joined by my colleague, Dennis Karai. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Anna. Thanks for having me on.
In the past, you've talked about IPA, but today your focus is on MPG, or monopropylene glycol. Can you give our listeners an update on what's been going on in the market recently?
Sure, Anna. So for monopropylene glycol, or MPG, there's been several factors that have driven up prices in the last few months. So let's start first with propylene contracts. Propylene contracts began rising in late July. And the reason why this is important is because propylene is the most important upstream product for MPG, as well as propylene oxide, which I'll refer to as PO for the rest of the podcast. And when it comes to propylene, the contracts are up 6 cents in July, 3.5 cents in August. They rolled over in September, and they'll likely settle in a few days in October. But propylene contracts have been either stagnant or declining for much of the year before this. So it began placing some upward pressure on MPG for the first time in the late summer.
Yeah, and in August, we saw Hurricane Laura make landfall in Louisiana, closely followed by Hurricane Delta near the same location. Did that have an impact on MPG?
Yes, it did, because the August contract settled, and then a few days later, I believe, Hurricane Laura hit as a Category 4 hurricane near the Texas-Louisiana border. The plants that were the most impacted, which I'm sure other podcast listeners would know, were in Lake Charles. But from an MPG standpoint, there were production issues with the Port Neches plant of Indorama. And now that was previously a Huntsman plant for people that were following in the market last year. I believe in January, Indorama acquired that line from Huntsman. And Port Neches is just west of the hurricane's path and had some power issues. And Indorama declared a force majeure in early September because of this, and they had limited supply, especially in September. A lot of sources indicated that. Then things got better. Production levels improved, although the force majeure remained. But then within 6 weeks of the storm hitting, Hurricane Delta hit almost in the exact same area. Now, it was a lower speed hurricane and did not cause as much damage, but it's really uncanny how close the paths of Delta and Laura were, only a month and a half apart. And then the other thing that I would like to mention, and it's quite important, it's the most recent thing, it's unrelated to hurricanes, but there was a force majeure declared at the Lion del Bazel plant in Bayport. So for LBI, the issue began due to a leak on the PO refining column, and that caused the big cut in run rates. There's, as far as we know, there's still a sales control going on, and we've seen the customer letter, and right now, customers can access up to 70% of their first 9 month averages from LBI, but not any more than that. Now, Indorama confirmed that that their force majeure is still ongoing, and we believe it is with LBI, but we don't have official confirmation on that yet, but it's been seen this week as well in the market. So those are some big things that have been going on to really cut down on supply in the past few months.
So with this tighter production picture, what are you seeing on the other side of it? What is demand like? And will that have a big impact on the market as well in the coming months?
Sure. It hasn't been as sudden by any means, but there is seasonal demand. The main reason is that there is the end uses of MPG are some big applications in the winter. De-icing and antifreeze are very common end uses for MPG. And production begins in September and October. And obviously, these products are in much higher demand later in the winter seasons. So it's kind of coincided with all the problems on the supply side as well as the higher feedstock costs that began in late July and in August that I just mentioned. So needless to say, this is a product that doesn't usually see the types of dramatic shifts that have occurred, in the last 3 months. Now, market sources weren't too surprised to see the most recent set of price increase nominations, and we'll see exactly what happens with those pretty much this time next week, or maybe early into the following week at the start of November.
Yeah, you've had a couple of markets this year, along with IPA, that had quite a dramatic change in pricing and supply and demand issues. So interesting year for you there, Dennis. Thank you for joining me on this podcast. I'm sure you'll keep us all updated on MPG in the coming weeks. And thanks to everyone who tuned in today to the ICIS Americas podcast. Be sure to check out icis.com for the latest on MPG and our upcoming podcast. Stay safe.